I mean, it's the minimum thing that we should say is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But if I say bleep, right? That means I wasn't satisfied with the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, an easy way to handle this like cussing issue is to replace it with dhikr. Say subhanallah. Because when you say subhanallah, what happens?
You get a treat in Jannah.
Yeah, and what do you get for saying the SH word? Absolutely nothing. A sin.
Yeah.
So subhanAllah, wouldn't it be better to replace that with subhanAllah and then meet Allah with a whole garden of trees that the Prophet said would take a traveler 1 year to travel under?
SubhanAllah.
I think I would rather have the trees.
Yeah, I'd rather get the tree too. And we could talk about, the tree could be a whole show of how
could,
to
yeah,
just,
it could be
just,
a show,
just to
right?
describe one tree in paradise is just like,
subhanAllah.
Oh, I just want to be on that under that tree like right now.
Yeah, man.
So, subhanAllah, and a good way to test yourself if you're bad in this is, what do you say when you bump yourself or when you trip or when you slam your hand in a door? What do you say? Do you say, "Oh shh," or do you say, "Subhanallah"? It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but I like, for example, if my sister or somebody else around me, if they hurt themselves or something, I say, "Quickly make a dua." Because that's like the last thing on your mind. You want to make a prayer real quick.
That's good.
But then God listens to you when you're in pain, when a person is difficulty. At the first moment, who does he think of? You know, does he think of a bad word? Or does he say, "Ya Allah, you know, turn this thing that affected me, into a means to getting me into paradise."
That's good.
And subhanAllah, you know, what if Allah subhanAllah accepts that at that moment?
Number three, he said, is the slavery of the body parts, the entire body. Al-ubudiyyah, servitude of Allah bil jawarih, with the limbs. Now, you know, there's something interesting. Didn't he just say the tongue?
Right.
But now he's saying the whole body.
Right.
Isn't the tongue part of the body?
The tongue is just its own entity.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to say that the tongue is so serious. Because, like, somebody can say one thing and go to Jannah.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, someone could say something and
go end to up the hellfire.
In the hellfire.
Right.
So he took the tongue out of the entire body to emphasize that tongue, that muscle in your mouth, is dangerous business.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, there should be like a caution sign.
Right.
Like, you know, the police tape on people's lips, man.
Right.
To warn people, it's like, wrong. Be careful. Like Abu Bakr, that time he was pulling his tongue.
Right.
And they, you know, he said, "This thing is destroying me."
Right.
But the body parts includes the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, and so many other things.
The tongue moves faster than the sword, seriously.
Yeah, for real. So the body parts, subhanAllah, why do you think he said the heart, then the body parts?
Because
what we see, the body parts on the outside, though.
Because whatever you do on the body parts affects the heart.
Yeah, you know, subhanAllah, like, lowering the gaze. You know, they say that the gaze is the tunnel to the heart. Like, subhanAllah, I know, like, a lot of brothers and sisters, like, I know when I was there, even to this day, you know, we go to the mall or we go to the university campus or wherever we are, we're tested by lowering our gaze.
Right.
And many times, like, we don't understand the correlation between the gaze and the heart. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in an authentic hadith that related by Imam Ahmed, that subhanAllah, he said that this glance at something forbidden is from the arrows of shaitan.
Like Cupid's arrow.
Right? They make it like
yeah, they make it all
naked little baby flying around.
Astaghfirullah.
But this is a devil.
Exploiting like CK commercials.
Yeah, so it can really affect people. And actually there was one scholar, he had like a really, really nice conversation between the eye and the heart. The eyes and the heart. So he said, subhanAllah, when the heart seeks and wants, the eyes follow. And then the eyes see what pleased the eye, and the heart tastes that pleasure looking at that haram thing. Like like a Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, or, you know, something horrible like that.
Maxim magazine.
Or
at the grocery store.
Or most importantly, especially for a lot of people, are the pornographic websites and emails that people receive.
Stuff.
And what happens is a Muslim will get a pornographic email. He'll be like, "Oh, it's not my fault. I can look because it just came to me."
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what about the lady that came to Yusuf, man? He didn't ask for it. She came to him.
Right.
And you know, one important thing, like if you want to know where your faith is, especially with regards to like these pornographic websites, like the hadith of the Prophet that says seven people will be under the shade of Allah when there's no shade but the shade of Allah. Like people think it's so easy to be from these seven. And then he says that one man who a beautiful woman called him to commit zina and he refused and said, "Inni akhaf Allah.
I fear Allah."
SubhanAllah, if I'm not able to say "Inni akhaf Allah" to a web page,
right,
how could I say "Inni akhaf Allah" to the real thing? I mean, this is just like an indication of where we are under the shade of Allah.
Reality check.
Yeah, big reality check. So subhanAllah, the heart and the eyes had a conversation. So the heart, he blamed the eyes. He said, how come you looked at that thing and this arrow came into me? That the Prophet said, you know, the glance, another, that the glance is from the arrows of the devil. And then he said to the eyes, didn't you hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The heart started to quote the Quran. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغْضُونَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. Then subhanAllah, he was like checking the heart. Like he started quoting hadith and stuff. The heart started checking the eyes.
Right.
This is how the eye responded and said, "Anta malik wa nahnu junut. You're the king, we're just the soldiers. You issue the orders and we follow you." So when somebody has trouble, you know, lowering his gaze and looking at the forbidden, let him know that there's a disease in his heart. Let him know that there's a sickness from the sickness of nifaq and weakness of iman in his heart. Because Allah said about those people like that, he said, "Fi qulubihim marad." They have a sickness in their heart. So subhanAllah, the eye is going to respond to the heart. What? The scholar said, the eye will say to the heart, don't you remember what the Prophet said? That indeed, in the body there's a piece of flesh. If it's sound, the whole body's sound. If it's corrupted, the whole body's corrupted. That piece of flesh, that epicenter of obedience or disobedience, that epicenter of ubudiyyah is the heart. So the heart is the key to everything.
Another good thing that kind of makes me check myself is I think about, you know, people who are blind, people who have no eyesight, you know, and we have eyes that God is, we didn't have to buy these eyes. It was given to us for free. Now imagine if you were blind, how much money would you be willing to pay for a pair of eyes? Your whole life, you'd work your whole life, a billion, trillion, if I had a trillion, I'd give it for a pair of eyes. And it's a gift, and that's what we forget. You know, sometimes, like, you know, like the famous saying goes, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So eyesight, you know, subhanAllah, it's, may Allah subhanAllah make our eyes Muslim, you know.
That's why Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Mulk that Allah is the one who nurtured you, and He gave you hearing, seeing, and hearts. But little is it that you thank Him. And Ibn Kathir said it means most people use their eyes and their hearing and their emotions for sin. Very few people will use their eyes and their hearing and their hearts for goodness.
Yeah, or those faculties to please themselves instead of pleasing Allah.
Yeah, that's it.